This is the weekend of the turkey sandwich. And with that masterpiece of leftovers comes a crucial decision. Do you cut the bread straight across into rectangles or corner to corner into triangles? Okay, so maybe you haven't given this choice a moment's thought, but our producer, Alice Winkler, has a lot of thought.
I am not alone. I always thought the diagonal cut just made the sandwich better. And then I started to ask around, and it turns out most everyone I asked agreed, even my kids.
Diagonal.
Really? How come?
Because it tastes better that way. Because it gets less crust because you're cutting it that way in half.
But okay, they are my kids, and it could be genetic. Kemp Minifee, however, was the executive food editor for Gourmet magazine until its recent demise, and she agrees, diagonal rules.
Well, right angles can be boring. You think of rooms. We like curved windows, bay windows. And I think in our lives, there's always there's that little bit of out of the box. I'm not going to be boxed in.
Words to live by, for sure. Minifee says the diagonal cut creates the illusion that your sandwich is bigger. If you like to start with a corner bite, it's easier to fit that sharp angle into your mouth without a mess. And if you like to avoid crust, you have a nice, wide, soft surface to attack. Her passion was born early.
My mother used to cut her sandwiches in half crosswise, and I never liked that. I always liked the diagonal, and the diagonal is what you got in the deli, in the coffee shop or diner. And I used to love to watch them make it, let's say the grilled cheese, so they have it on the griddle, and then they'd slide it off and with that one swift stroke, cut it in half diagonally.
I wanted to witness the magic, so I headed out to the Tasty Diner. That's Tasty with a double E at the end, and a mountain of home fries biding their time on the grill. And just like out of Kemp Minifee's dream, I found Spanky.
It's squared off. It doesn't even look like a sandwich, you know.
Nathan Spanky Lewis is an institution at this griddle in Bethesda, Maryland, and you will never catch him cutting a sandwich straight from side to side. Why? He sums it up in a word.
It's just reputation, you know, 30 years of cooking.
Reputation? I left the Tasty Diner full, but not quite satisfied. Then it hit me. Who knows more about angles and aesthetics than an architect? Meet Kevin Harris, who designs homes in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. His favorite sandwich, by the way, is a Reuben. And if he were making one at home?
I would cut it on the diagonal, absolutely.
Kevin Harris says that since the time of the pyramids, architects have understood the supremacy of the diagonal line.
By cutting it on the diagonal, you have the hypotenuse of the rectangle, which is, of course, the longest section, and it exposes more of the interior of the sandwich. And by exposing the interior, it engages more of your senses before you take the first bite. It's less of a surprise, and it's more revealing, almost like a burlesque dancer. It's covered enough to be clothed, but uncovered enough to be very, very appealing.
So it comes down to sex and to math, really. The amount of crust on a sandwich does not change, no matter how you cut it. But the amount of surface area without crust can change. If you start with a 4-inch square sandwich, for example, you end up with 3 inches more crust-free surface just by cutting corner to corner. I called Paul Coulter, an emeritus professor of mathematics, to check my numbers. I was right, but he was ready to talk about deeper things, the mystical force of three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Plato's book, The Timaeus.
He describes the creation of the universe, and he wants to describe it in terms of small elements. Now, they thought that there were four elements, earth, air, fire, and water, and he ascribed a solid to each of these, the so-called Platonic solids, and earth was represented by the cube. And the cube has square faces, and he wanted to subdivide the faces down further. So what he did, he didn't cut the square face in half parallel to the sides. He cut it corner to corner. So this triangle, which is technically the isosceles right triangle, according to Plato, was one of the basic building blocks of the universe.
Whoa, the universe, the sandwich, the diagonal, it's all coming together. All right, this is where I admit that maybe the search for an answer to an insignificant question has gone a little too far. So I leave you to your turkey sandwich and your knife. The choice is yours and yours alone.
That's our producer, Alice Winkler. You can weigh in on the triangle versus rectangle debate. Comment on our website, npr.org.